Hey everyone, and welcome to our podcast. We can all agree that this ongoing pandemic has had a huge impact on our everyday lives.
In such times, many people feel like their life lacks a little in happiness, as it is not possible to, for example, meet up with friends as often as we would like to, or to attend festivals or concerts.
And because our mental health is a key component to our mental well-being, this week's episode is all about happiness practices.
Research in happiness has drastically increased in the last few years.
In 2019, cognitive scientist and professor Laurie Santos at Yale University gave a speech at the National Council for Mental Well-being, in which she gave 10 insights into a most popular class of psychology.
As an expert on human cognition, she has presented several practices for a happier and more fulfilling life. So I think it's a great opportunity for us to try these out and comment on our experiences in our podcast.
Yeah, absolutely. I think we all have tried to find ways to be more happy, especially during this depressing pandemic. So, Jessica, what practice have you tried out?
A practice that is often mentioned in the context of being or becoming more happy is exercising. It has many important benefits, such as the reduction of depressive symptoms and anxiety, regardless of age and gender, stress reduction, and an increase of self-esteem while improving the individual mental well-being. This improvement of mental well-being directly results in higher levels of happiness. So as we can see, all those benefits are interrelated and are said to affect each other. And as a result, it sounds like the ultimate tool for achieving happiness to me and has really caught my interest, especially since only 10 minutes of exercising per day can already have a significant impact on happiness levels. And I am a generally very unathletic person, so it's a perfect year, right?
Absolutely. These are some interesting points. So, can you tell me more about your exercise habits?
As unmotivated for sport as I am, I do have very positive experiences with exercise. Because when I still went to school, I used to go to the gym at least twice a week. And I originally did that because I have issues with back pain, and not really because I wanted to enhance happiness levels in any way. However, when I look back at the time, I can say that exercising had a huge impact on my mood because I was less stressed and frustrated and felt more balanced. And I have since wanted to go to the gym again, but oh well, COVID does not really allow that. And as a result, I have been very excited to consciously exercise for my happiness levels for this podcast. So what exactly did I do? Firstly, I measured my happiness level and general mood once a day for a week. And then I did the same, but twice a day. Once a few hours before I exercised and another time about half an hour after completing my small sports program that usually took up 30 minutes to an hour.
I see. Well, that's an amazing approach actually, and it sounds really simple to include in your day. Now, tell me about your experiences.
So the regular week in which I did not exercise generally showed low levels of happiness, ranging from a 2 on Sunday to a 7 on Tuesday, with the beginning of the week being significantly happier, and towards the end I kind of felt very unmotivated and listless, mostly due to some plans not really going how I wanted them to. However, there was a significant difference in the week with sports. So before exercising, I had a lower level of happiness on all days, especially on Monday, with only a score of 3 due to some worries regarding work. But after sport, I felt significantly better with a 6. So the highest level of happiness I had was on Thursday with a 6 before exercising and a 9 after. So an increase of at least 3 points has been the case in all days. So if I look at that, I can say that my personal conclusion is that even though it is sometimes very hard to motivate yourself to go exercise and go out, it is really worth the initial hesitation, not only because of the increase in happiness levels, but also due to the many, many beneficial side effects such as weight loss and muscle buildup. And overall, I would say that exercising at least a bit every other day and getting out of the living room is a very good habit that I should implement into my daily life more, especially now that the number of COVID infections going down and it is possible to find more motivation in life, especially with being able to meet friends again. So I am very surprised that exercising made such an impact on my generally more positive mood.
Yeah, I see your point. Well then, exercising as a practice is definitely something I need to try out too.
So, Lena, what did you do and what kind of experiences have you made? I'm very curious.
Well, if you've been trying to find ways to be more happy, I guess you'll most likely stumble across one of the most discussed practices, and that is making time for gratitude. Now, you've probably heard that a lot, but people still seem to underestimate the power of gratitude, because unfortunately, gratitude doesn't come naturally since negative feelings usually dominate the good ones. And because it's such an easy practice to incorporate in our lives, we tend to think that it won't really have that of a great effect on our happiness. And differently, some people just don't want to be reminded of how lucky they are, because that might prevent them from being proud of the hard work and achievements. But being grateful doesn't mean you can see the worth in yourself because you think that everything is somehow given. Gratitude is deeply and seriously thinking about the things you have and making sense of how the things you're provided with, including your struggles and experiences, have brought you so far in life through which you can grow.
Yeah, I think that's a very important point. Keeping one's worth and connecting it to gratitude is essential.
Yeah, exactly. So, after hearing and reading about the scientifically proven effects that we tend to forget, what I've done is simply setting the goal of writing one thing I'm grateful for each day in a journal. And when I first started, I didn't feel any different, to be honest, because I started to write things down that are obvious to me, you know, such as I'm grateful for my family or I'm grateful for a roof over my head. But those are the things I already feel grateful for. And as the days went by, I needed to start thinking more actively about different things, and that's when I realized that there are so many things you could be grateful for. And when that happens, you will feel better because it shifts your attention to the things you have that you've probably taken for granted for a really long time. And I was constantly reminded of all the things I've achieved, and that really made me feel happier.
I really didn't believe that gratitude could make such a big difference before. It's so simple and yet so impactful, and I would love to try it out sometime too.
Yeah, gratitude helps training your mind to be more positive, because when you think deeply about the things you're grateful for, your sense of meaning will increase and you will definitely feel better. And I can say for sure that seeing gratitude in a different way really did change my perspective on life, and for that, I'm grateful.
So as we can see, there are several different practices that can make a big impact on our happiness and general mood. Most of them can easily be implemented in our daily life and do not have to take up much effort and time at all. Out of the many practices, there's probably something for everyone.
And as we come to the end of today's episode, we'd like to invite you to pause for a moment now and think about how you want to start incorporating one of the practices in your life. Is there anything that you would like to try out too? Or is there something that you can't imagine at all?
And we can definitely recommend the practices that we tried out ourselves.
Thank you and see you next time.